It's going down. It's your boy Jay Gibson, CEO and co-founder of Boss Talk Nation. And we are here live. It's Friday night. You know what I'm saying? It's Boss Talk Live. We about to get it in. I got a special guest coming on in a few minutes, but we're going to get to some real, real information tonight. Tonight, I want to talk about the Great Reset. What is the Great Reset? You may not know about it. You may not have heard about it because you're too busy getting distracted with what's going on these blogs, man. But we're going to talk about it tonight, man. Big shout out to everybody that's in the building. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you share this episode, too, because it's going to be some. I'm going to drop some real jewels for y'all tonight so you can understand what's really going on, right? So the Great Reset is what they're calling the activity that's going on at the Davos conference. That's basically part of the World Economic Forum, right? The World Economic Forum is a conference they have with all the presidents and the billionaires and all the oligarchs from around the world come together, and they have a meeting, you know, every few years, especially when there's a new president. And being that we had, you know, the election and then we had the pandemic, this is a very special, and we're still at the beginning of a new decade, right? We got some real things going on. There's talk that the dollar may collapse by the end of the year. I'm not saying that I want it to happen. I'm not saying that, you know, oh, it's 100% going to happen. But there's some things coming. They wouldn't be calling this the Great Reset if it wasn't things coming. So like I said, make sure you tuned in. Make sure you get you tell a friend to tell a friend. I ain't in no rush tonight. You know what I'm saying? You see the phone number down at the bottom of the screen. You know what I mean? You could text promo. You could call into the same number if you want to call in. You know what I mean? And we can get you on the show, you know, or you could just leave a comment and we can go back and forth like that. But what I want to show y'all, you know what I'm saying, is some evidence tonight that something is going on that y'all need to pay attention to. You know, it's things going on in society right now where we're being pulled in a lot of directions. Right. We got the stimulus bill, first of all, going down. Right. Where people are basically being held in the balance like children. You feel me? You had this dude, Ron Johnson. Right. And I'm going to just let y'all see it for yourself. Then we're going to come back and discuss. But make sure you tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend tonight. We're going in tonight. I got a guest coming on. We're going to chop it up. We're going to chop up some game, too. But we're going in tonight because y'all need to pay attention. You're up and down these timelines. Y'all watching a bunch of nonsense. You're getting caught up in the celebrity gossip. You're worrying about what the 6ix9ine doing. You're worrying about what Nicki Minaj doing and T.I. and Tiny doing. And all of that's real convenient, right? Even what's going on with the weather and everything that's going on, you know, at your job, everything that's going on. You can feel it all around you, but you don't know what it is. And so we're going to get into it tonight. But first, we're going to show the disrespect that these politicians have for the American people. You got people out here starving, waiting for, you know, a handout, you know what I'm saying, or help up or whatever, depending on what side of the fence. You know, some people say it's a handout. Some people say it's a hand up. Regardless, they playing with you, right? They got people sitting out here about to get put out of their homes, right? You know, unemployment, the extensions that people were getting that they basically were living off of to make ends meet. They playing with it. They literally are playing games. So I'm going to show y'all just how serious they are. And why next time, you know, when all of this rhetoric is going on, you know, around election time, you see these people you never saw no other time. Where are they at? Are they in your neighborhood right now? Right? Are they helping you? Or is your local government in your neighborhood right now? What's really going on? Are you getting the funding? There's all kind of money from the state. Right now, I'm in the state of Maryland. They gave every resident that qualifies as far as income an extra $300 besides the stimulus. They call it a rainy day fund. Your state has one too with billions in it. But they're not telling you about that because they want you to focus on what Cardi B doing. They want you to focus on the traffic, you know, on the way to some store that you don't need to be shopping in. They want you to be focused on the latest Louis Vuitton and the Gucci and the Fucci and all that nonsense. But they don't want you to know what's really going on. Meanwhile, these cats is really literally playing games with your money, right, while you starving. So let's get to that real quick. I want to show that. I want you to see it for yourself. All right, so we're going to get to that right now. My man, big shout out to my man, Trevor Noah. This is all credit to The Daily Show. But I just wanted to show y'all real quick what's really going on.
Democrats now have enough votes to get their coronavirus relief bill passed over Republican objections. But while Republicans can't kill the bill, at least one has found a way to be a dick about it.
Senate Republicans launch an effort to delay the vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says he plans to force Senate staff to read the entire relief bill out loud on the floor, adding at least 10 hours to the process.
I don't want to sound like a leftist, but I'm going to resist. Okay, so the first way I'm going to resist is I'm going to go down and object to the waiving of the reading of the bill. I will make them read their 600 to 700 page bill.
Oh, that's my man, Ron Johnson, delaying desperately needed aid he knows is going to get passed anyway. And to all the hungry kids out there, be patient. Ron Johnson is making a symbolic point. You can eat tomorrow or maybe next week, whatever. But on the real, though, this is not just petty, it's disgusting. And on top of that, I'd respect him maybe a little bit more if he read the bill himself. But instead, this bitch is making some poor clerk read it. Like, you don't get to act like you're some heroic resistor if someone else is doing the work.
Well, let me pause that real quick. Let me come back real quick. Let me come back. Because I want y'all to hear what I'm saying right now. What Trevor Noah is saying is that he told this guy, Ron Johnson, this clown, right? He told people that he was going to delay everybody getting their money or just voting on something that's going to pass anyway so that they can read the bill. The bill is over 600 pages, right? What's going on is, it's not like he said, I'm going to stand there and read the bill. He told his assistant to go read the bill, and he left and went home just to slow the clock down. I just wanted y'all to understand that. You know what I'm saying? While we watching what we watch. Let me finish up.
Now I want to see how Ron Johnson defends his family. Hey, you think you can hit on my wife? Well, you've got another thing coming. Kick his ass, wife. Kick his ass. And by the way, I love how he says, I don't want to sound like a leftist. That's become the new no homo for Republicans. Yo, bro, no leftist, but I think we should all get an equal share of guac on our chips.
You know what I'm saying?
This guy's a clown, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of shenanigans that's going on out here. You feel me? So that's what they think about you. Knowing that something's going to pass anyway, and they just sitting around playing games, telling somebody else. That's like he said, if I come down there and say I'm going to slap you in your face, but then I send somebody else to go slap you in your face, what am I really saying, right? But we're talking about people's livelihoods. We're talking about people's rent payments. We're talking about, you know, food on the table for people's children. And these are the people that you send to Washington, D.C. to represent you, whatever side of the political aisle you land on. These are the type of shenanigans that are being allowed. Not to mention, we just wasted a whole month, right? Y'all thought I wasn't going to talk about that. Y'all thought I didn't notice that. We wasted a whole month on a trial talking about an impeachment that didn't land in no conviction because they know they need 2/3 of the votes. So all y'all people that was on my timeline talking about, oh, they need to do this. Now, it may be other cases coming down the line. I rest assured before the year is over, it's going to be some criminal cases that your boy Fofo may not be free no more. But right now, that ain't the time for that. When you came into office, right, the Democrats said that they was going to get right to work on the COVID relief, which I give them some credit. They got right to work on the vaccine. Y'all don't hear me yet. They got right to work on the vaccine. Knowing that we're supposed to pass this bill, knowing that people been hurting and people been waiting, and that it's an economic angle to this. You feel me? See, they nobody want to hear about this tonight because you don't want to have to face the decisions that you're making. But I'm here to talk about it. That's boss talk at the highest levels. People need to understand that this is not a game. So this clown, Ron Johnson, right? He's bold enough to say, I'm just going to slow it down just because I can. I'm just going to slow you down. I'm going to slow your money down. I'm going to not vote on this just because I can. While you starving and while you waiting for me to decide, like, you should get a couple $100. And this is who we putting our faith in. This is who we're telling our kids the system. This is the system that we all signing up for. And I'm not saying that there's a better system in place right now. But I am saying that this, and I just wanted you to see it for yourself. So there's no, I didn't, oh, he said such and such did. Nah. But that's just only part of the story. It's a deeper, darker level, right? And the deeper, darker level is what's going on with your boy Bill Gates? Bill Gates, right? Y'all all focused on him with the vaccines and all that, right? And y'all think it's all about just the vaccines, but I'm going to show y'all in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to show y'all in a minute what's really going on with your boy Bill Gates. If you didn't know, your boy Bill Gates is the largest, private land owner in the United States. I'm going to say that again. He is the largest private land owner in the United States. And not too far behind him is Jeff Bezos, right on time. These billionaires, they compete on lists, any list you could think of. If one is number one, the other one's number three, they just keep trading places. Now, you may ask yourself, now Amazon owns Whole Foods, and you know they always into different ventures. So you could say, all right, maybe they buying up land so they could get, you know, more produce going. That doesn't necessarily mean the produce won't be organic. I can't say it won't be, right? We'll see what he does with it. But let's keep an eye on what the hell's going on. Because while most of the people watching this, most of the people in America are paying rent and they don't own any type of property, these cats are buying. Even if you own property, you own it in a city that's overpriced, that's overcrowded, that's undereducated, that's undersecure, right? But this is where, but because I live two blocks up from somebody else, you know, oh, I'm somebody, oh, yo, I'm established. Or I live in an overpriced suburb. Let's talk about it tonight. Let's get to it, right? Let's get to it. Let's talk some real talk like grown people need to talk. You feel me? So just to prove to you what I'm saying is not hate. I'm not making it up. I come with receipts. The difference between me and the rest of these people, when you see me on here, whenever I say something that you may deem controversial, I'm going to have the receipts out of their own mouth. So now you can't, it's nothing to flag. It's nothing to slow down. It's nothing to get scared of because this is these people in their own words. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to get to it tonight, right? So let me show you what's going on with that. Make sure y'all sharing this, y'all. I'm gonna show you right now. Let's get to it.
Hello and welcome to the France 24 interview. My guest today is Vandana Shiva. She is a world famous environmental activist from India. She's a laureate of the Alternative Nobel Prize in 1993. She's author of numerous books. The latest is called Oneness versus 1%. Thank you very much for being on the phone.
It's a pleasure.
I want to begin early on. You were not supposed to be an activist. You were a physicist. You wanted to work in nuclear energy. And then you came across in the early 1970s what is known in India as the SHIPCO movement. Can you explain us how you came across?
Yes, I was training to be in India's nuclear establishment. But then my sister woke me up to the hazards of nuclear. She was a medical doctor. And I went deeper into theoretical physics. I was going to Canada to do a PhD in the foundations of quantum theory. And before I went, I wanted to visit some of my favorite forests in the Himalayas. I've grown up in the Himalayan forest. And this forest I had trekked in was gone. The stream that came from this oak forest was gone. And while returning to Delhi, I talked to a tea shop owner, and he talked about how there's a new movement called SHIPCO. So in my heart, I said, I'm going to come back every vacation and be a volunteer for this movement. Women came out to say, we're going to hug the trees. You cannot cut the trees because from the trees come our water. The trees stabilize the mountain and prevent landslides. The trees prevent floods and droughts. And they also
you
give us everything we need.
The decisions that you're
trees
making
will be huggers of trees. The name SHIPCO means to hug. And I learned all my lessons of ecological activism from the women of the Himalaya who'd never been to school but knew everything about ecology, knew everything about biodiversity. What they called soil, water, and pure air today talked about as ecological functions of the forests. That forests are not timber mines. And a lot of my change in the understanding of the fact that nature is the basis of economy came from my engagement with SHIPCO. My respect for women's knowledge, indigenous knowledge, came from my engagement with SHIPCO. And it totally turned my own head upside down because physics, you know, high in the world, you know something others don't. And I realized everyone has knowledge and you must respect it.
So you've became really engaged in this. You've been an opponent of big multinational corporations, especially Monsanto, to name just one, because of what you describe as their nefarious influence on agriculture. There are a number of examples. There was the BT cotton in India, especially. And you said, you know, this is not a matter of helping farmers grow their land, but actually making them dependent on those big corporations.
All right. So I just wanted to stop it right there just so y'all could see what's going on and see what I'm talking about. So basically what he's saying is this woman is an activist in India, right? And what's going on in India right now is they're going through the Bill Gates stuff right now. Okay. They've bought all type of farmland in India, and India ain't having it. They're protesting. Right. And we can get into that later in the show. But they're protesting because remember Monsanto? I know everybody saw the documentaries and stuff like that, where it was Monsanto giving out GMO seeds, ruining farmers' land, you know, allegedly, and, you know, just basically doing dirty practices, dirty business practices. Right. Where they really weren't respecting the farmers. They were perpetrating like they were helping the farmers. But in reality, they were really making them buy their seeds, making them have to get from them every single year. What happens with GMO seeds, they don't regenerate. They're only good for that one season. They're annuals. They're not perennials. When you get organic and natural fruits and vegetable seeds, you can save the seeds and you can repopulate the seeds and regerminate the seeds. And this is because this is important because this is what you, this is how you eat. This is how you survive. You feel me? And what this woman is telling you is India is one of the biggest countries in the world. There's over a billion people in India, just like it's almost 2 billion people now in China. And they're over there doing it right now. So what Monsanto was doing, I just wanted to frame the conversation. This is an activist, a well-known, established France 24. You know, that's where I got this clip from. Credit to France 24. This is an interview. This is their CNN or their NBC. And they're telling you straight up, this is what's going on. So let's get back to it so we can recap and we can kind of, you know, refocus and I can show y'all what's going on. Let's get back to it.
You know, the entry of corporations into agriculture is so wrong because the corporations only bring poisons. Most of them have roots in Hitler's Germany, in making gases to kill people in concentration camps.
That was not their aim. Their aim was to give people...
Enough. No, the aim was to make chemicals that kill people.
Y'all heard that, right? So what she's saying is the aim of these scientists who were creating all of these pesticides, they are the same factories that back in the war, in World War II days, were making Agent Orange and all these different chemicals that would kill you. So when the war was over, what you think they did? Now let's get back to it.
After the wars, they said, why should we stop making these chemicals? Let's say now they'll kill pests. They will give fertilizer. Fertilizers were made in the same factories that made explosives and ammunition for Hitler's Germany.
It's not the same goal.
No, the companies are the same and the processes are the same. So your rhetoric might change, but the goal does not. The materiality of a death-making chemical doesn't change when you say it's now for feeding the world. I did a book on the violence of the Green Revolution because Punjab, the most fertile land of India, was destroyed. And then when Monsanto came in as a result of globalization, because till the 90s, 90% of the seed was in farmers' hands, and the rest came from the public sector, from the government labs, research institutions. So Monsanto came illegally, didn't take any approval, with the promise that they would increase farmers' incomes and have this magical technology to control pests. Well, the bollworm is now resistant. Farmers are in debt. Farmers are committing suicide. The area has been ruined. The pollinators are gone. There's no pollinators.
So now y'all heard that, right? Let me bring it back. Y'all heard that. She just said the farmers are in debt. They committing suicide. Right. The whole system about to collapse. And where's all the billionaires? They know where to be found. See, this is the stuff that nobody's paying attention to. I want y'all to understand. This is not just some wacko conspiracy theories and all that other nonsense. This is real people. This is globalism. This is what happens when one company is a global conglomerate and they can do business all over the world. It's nothing wrong with spreading your brand and spreading your business, but what kind of business are you doing? You feel me? And I'm trying to bring y'all the real truth, but people don't want to hear it because they don't want to understand that this is going to happen on a block near you, at a supermarket near you, and just wait another year or two. Everything was put in place for a reason. And it's not about being scared of it or not paying attention to it like it's not going to affect you. If there is a major crisis in this country as far as energy crisis, like what happened in Texas, a hurricane, which we know we get all the time, earthquakes, or any type of major event, and there's and the food distribution, the highways and everything is shut down, in 3 days, every supermarket will be bare shelves and you'll be starving. When they have a tornado coming, when Hurricane Sandy came up in the Northeast, you tell me, every single time it's a snowstorm coming. We just went through a whole year where you couldn't even get hand sanitizer, toilet paper. You couldn't get a whole bunch of stuff. So what she's telling you is when they control the ultimate goal for the group, like I told you about what's going on, you know, in this way, and we'll get to that in a minute, the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. This is part of the Great Reset. If you control the food, you control the world. Every single person on this planet has to eat. So what have they done? They went from saying, yo, we can control all the stock market, or we can control this individual like Apple. We're going to control the cell phones in the computer market. AT&T, we're going to control the cell phone market. Comcast, Cablevision. If you live in certain parts of the country, there's Charter Communications, Cox Cable, all of that, right? They control. It's broke up. The whole United States broke up into five segments. Depending on where you live, that's what cable company you have. There is no competition. Imagine if that's what happened on the streets in the cities of like Chicago and Newark, New Jersey, and Miami and Louisiana and Texas and all these places in LA. Big shout out to all my West Coast people, big suave, you know what I'm saying? Justify, the homie Yuck Mouth, Compton Reg. These is brothers that's really from the West Coast that really was in the streets. Imagine if they broke up the territories like that and said, well, there's no need for beef. Because you got your side of town, they got their side of town, and I'm not advocating any criminal activity, but I'd rather have people getting along than killing each other. What they're doing is they're deciding for you what you're going to eat, what's going to be available to eat, how they're going to grow it, and the people that own their own land and farmland that were enterprising and being entrepreneurs and handed these farms down through generations are now being wiped out because they can't afford to compete. And once they have to take their seeds, it's over. There's no getting out of it. So let me let her finish and then show you. And then they go and watch the spin. See, now that we got you watching what's really going on, I want you to see how the host tries to spin her and make her look crazy. But then just when the beginning of the interview said that she was a scholar and she was this and she was that. So let me show you what's really going on, man.
The groundwater's gone. So there's nothing about the ecosystem. So
let's rewind. Hold on.
So Monsanto came illegally, didn't take any approval, with the promise that they would increase farmers' incomes and have this magical technology to control pests. Well, the bollworm is now resistant. Farmers are in debt. Farmers are committing suicide. The area has been ruined. The pollinators are gone. There's no pollinator. The groundwater is gone. So there's nothing about the ecosystem. So I save seeds. We brought organic cotton seeds back. We work with the Gandhi Ashrams
for just 60
on hand spinning and hand weaving of this organic cotton. The economy in the villages where we work has jumped tenfold because now the wealth is staying in the village rather than being siphoned out as Monsanto's profit. And I read a new study that says because we've saved seeds, we brought local seeds that can be saved back into the economy, Monsanto has lost 11 million.
I want to get to your latest book because...
Hold on, let's run that back. Let's run that back. Let's run that back. Let's run that back. Hold up 1 second.
Says because we've saved seeds, we brought local seeds that can be saved back into the economy, Monsanto has lost 11 million.
I want to get to your latest book because...
So let me hear that. Let me let you hear that again. Just in case you didn't understand, just in case you didn't know what was going on, we're going to let her say that one more time.
We brought organic cotton seeds back. We work with the Gandhi Ashrams on hand spinning and hand weaving of this organic cotton, the economy in the villages where we work has jumped tenfold, because now the wealth is staying in the village rather than being siphoned off as Monsanto's profit. And I read a new study that says because we've saved seeds, we brought local seeds that can be saved back into the economy, Monsanto has lost 11 million.
I want to get to your latest book because you widen, I would say, your attacks is not only Monsanto and the likes, but also others. You attack the what you describe as the billionaire dictators, especially one man, I should say, Bill Gates, who you describe as the Christopher Columbus. I'm quoting you of modern times. And that's not a compliment, obviously, whose mission is to impose, quote unquote, genetically modified organisms and digital dictatorship to small farmers across the world. Bill Gates, who's donated billions to improve public health in poor countries and so on. You're saying essentially he's a dictator and he's there not to help, but to make people poorer, more dependent.
Well, Bill Gates is actually continuing the work of Monsanto because Monsanto had so many movements and we held a tribunal on Monsanto.
Now, hold on.
A buyer bought up Monsanto.
All right. So now just to recap. So just to catch y'all up on what's going on. Now, what she's showing y'all is when the public and the community started saving their seeds and reinvesting into the land and working together and supporting their own community. Let me just leave that right there. When they started supporting their own communities, they have revitalized their economy. They have revitalized their neighborhoods. And Monsanto, the big corporation, who was boss hogging and taking over and forcing people to use their stuff. When people stopped using it, they've lost $11 million. You feel me? And this is important because if you think that they're not coming over here, first of all, you saw the documentaries about what was going on over here 10 years ago and nobody wanted to listen. You do any Google research, basic research on what's going on with the farmland around the United States, it's really sad. Right. You had all of the food during the pandemic that was thrown in the garbage. Was that as many people were starving? Believe it or not, I ain't even going to waste the time to pull up the clips. But people were throwing away food because they couldn't get it into the supermarkets. Right. Because there was such a backlog as far as traffic and, you know, all of the shutdowns, that food is produce. After 2 to 3 days, that stuff got to go in the garbage. Right. It had to go to waste. You had farmers who whole crop had to go get thrown out, or they had too many pigs and too many cows that they couldn't even get them to the meat processing plant so they could get it on the shelf. And what she's showing you is when people revitalize and invest in their communities, they can actually grow. Right. They can actually make a difference. They can actually change the tide and make the corporation have to respond. Now, I'm going to let her finish up because it's real funny how he tries to flip it at the end and make her sound like some conspiracy theorist when she's giving you the actual data and the facts. The fact is that any one of these news corporations, right, and I got something coming for y'all soon that's going to be an extension of Boss Talk that's just going to deal with a bunch of different topics like this, right? But this is what y'all need to understand. Every media outlet you look at, every news channel on your cable box is ran by a corporation. The video screens and the platforms that I'm talking on are ran by corporations, right? Nothing nefarious or conspiratorial about that, but a corporation's, look it up in the dictionary, a corporation's job is to make profit for its shareholders, which are the people who invest and the people who run the corporation. That's their job. So they don't care about doing what's right. They don't care about if it inconveniences you. They don't care about nothing. They come with the bulldozer and they run you over and or they buy you out or they just find a way for you to get rid of you one way or the other. But they're going to move forward. And if people wake up now and invest in their own communities, whether it's, you know, this directly correlates to business because you have to be able to have a foundation This is national security. If you can't feed yourself, what does it matter what kind of car you drive or where you live or where your kids go to school at? Because they all going online unless you live in three major states in this country. This is what we've been doing, y'all. And I'm not judging you. I'm here to help. I'm here to give you the information. Now it's on you to figure out what you're going to do. Number one, to prioritize the information so that you can change the narrative. Who cares what Tekashi's doing? Who cares what Nicki Minaj is doing? Who cares what whoever's doing? It's about what are you doing to protect your family, educate your family. Now let's get to your boy Bill Gates, right? Like I said, we can let her finish for a second. I just want you to see the last little bit of that, then we're going to move on.
But when Bill Gates pours money into Africa for feeding the poor in Africa and preventing famine, what's he doing? He's pushing the failed green revolution. He's pushing chemicals, pushing GMOs, pushing patents. And now pushing new...
Knowingly, or he thinks it's a good thing and he may be wrong.
Well, there's
it's not
enough,
the same thing.
There's enough evidence of what it does. There are enough letters to him from farmers of Africa, from governments of Africa to say, this is not the way to go. The United Nations accepts agroecology working with ecological systems as the best way to go. Bill Gates is trying very hard to shift the patenting issue now to digital. So you just take a genomic map and you say, my invention, you don't create a seed. Seed is self-organized, self-making, and evolution in continuity. Just by making a map, a genome, and you have no idea what the seed does. And this is something he's pushing very, very hard. My book records how he financed DeepSeek. I've talked about how he's pirated seeds we have saved that tolerates salt and floods, and he says invention. This biopiracy is a bit like Columbus, where Columbus is supposed to have discovered America when he basically went as a pirate. Why do I call him today's Columbus? Because he's carving out new colonies. Software should have stayed open software.
So he said, you say he has a strategy, a nefarious strategy, which you describe as philanthrocapitalism, is a nefarious enterprise. And so you're not saying he's using the wrong methods. He's pursuing a wrong goal with self-interest. You also attack Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, saying, they're all linked together. I mean, this reeks a bit of conspiracy theory, doesn't it?
Well, you know, my book is based on the new evidence that's coming out. All you have to do is see the ownership, and I have data in the book on how there's common ownership. We stopped Mark Zuckerberg from trying to get into Indian agriculture. It was a big mobilization of people who believe in the open internet.
What did he want to do?
Well, you know, basically what they do is they mine the data from the farmers. And right now, all over the world, there's new debates on privacy issues, on the right. Data mining. There's new books, a new form of capitalism, which is surveillance capitalism, where you basically have turned human beings into your new raw material. So Bill Gates does both. He takes living resources and our seeds and biodiversity, mines it into data and wants ownership, along with his friends, and Mark Zuckerberg mines your data and your behaviors and turns it into the raw material, both of corporate world for selling things, which is why strange advertisements pop up after you've sent a message to a friend, and manipulating elections. I have a chapter in the book on the hijack of democracy. You have enough data on what happened with Facebook selling data to Cambridge Analytica and how we are popping up with artificial intelligence leaders. This is a major threat to democracy.
So this is why you're calling them billionaire dictators, because you think they're not helping democracy, but actually threatening and even killing it? I mean,
See, that's what I wanted y'all to say, right? You're like, well, isn't this a bit too much? You're saying that the billionaires, and they're going to take over the world, and isn't this a little conspiracy theory? This guy looks like Mr. Freaking Egghead or something, man. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. It doesn't matter whether you're in America, you're in France, you wherever you at. You better wake up and you better start paying attention. And you notice she also dropped a couple other names. What are tech CEOs doing worrying about farmland and agricultural development and trying to take robots and put them in to the agricultural system to run all. So now even the farmers out of work. If you notice what's going on right now, and I guarantee you any job in America, if you're watching this or you're watching the replay or you're watching whatever you're watching, however you're getting this, there's some technology at your job that they are invested in right now that's telling them that they can do, and some of it does help. There's nothing wrong with automating certain processes in your business to either get more customers or, you know, reach out to more people or to, you know, be able to grow a business. But it's what you use it for, just like money. They say money the root of all evil. What if you're using that money to feed people? Is it still evil? You got to open your minds and say, you know what? It's just a tool. It's what you use the tool for. Technology is just a tool. Software is whatever you program it to do, that's what it's going to do. You put the inputs and it gives you it spits out outputs. Those are just instructions. And we have to start waking up and start communicating and start really paying attention to what's going on. Right? Because now let's get to part two. So I said, you know what I'm saying? You could check that video whenever, you know what I mean? Whatever you like. I'll put the link in the description after the show and you could check that out. Right? But now I'm going to get a little deeper because I'm going to show you exactly what's going on. And then we're going to finish with what the end game is. Right? I'm going to just get back to that. Now let's stop that one. And if you're liking this show right now, like I said, we need to share this. We need to, you know, you need to get in the comments. You need to subscribe to Boss Talk TV because we're bringing it to y'all, man. The rest of 2021, we going in. I don't have nothing to worry about. I'm not sitting on here trying to sell you nothing. I'm trying to bring y'all the information you need, whether it's from the culture, whether it's, you know, about technology. We've had CEOs on here using augmented reality. We had people on here that have done whole tech workshops. We had CEOs of tech companies. Big shout out to my man Jody, right? We've had community leaders on here, speakers, always got different artists and different creators coming on the show. So we're bringing you a variety of people that are all basically on the same page that are trying to get to that next level in whatever lane they're in. But what I'm trying to get y'all to wake up to and see tonight that there's another side to that coin, and your future, your kids' future, is being decided for you and you don't even know it because you're just used to going along with the program. You feel me? But I'm going to show you what's really going on with the program that you're going along with. So let me get back to it. So let's get to the next clip. Now this clip, you know, is just explaining why people should be so worried about all these billionaires. You hear about them all stepping down from the companies they were running. You know why? Because then they can are free to operate as private citizens and form new groups. But let's get to it.
Good crisis go to waste. Winston Churchill's famous words from the darkest day, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, I heard that, right? I just want to make sure y'all listening. Never let a good crisis go to waste. All right, now let's get back to the video.
Winston Churchill's famous words from the darkest days of World War II have taken on a more sinister meaning as the decades passed. This quote was actually meant to be an inspirational message of hope to the British people, but these days, more cynical onlookers see that people with ill intent can use a crisis just as well as those who are virtuous. The Great Reset is a collective name given to a series of economic policies that are attempting to use the recovery from the coronavirus as a way to supposedly build a better, brighter, more sustainable future. This policy was first unveiled by the World Economic Forum and the United Kingdom's Prince Charles, and since its announcement, it has gathered support from a laundry list of economists, politicians, business people, and celebrities. But it has also gathered a fair bit of criticism. Just 72 hours after its announcement, a petition to stop it gained 80,000 signatures, which is kind of fair enough. The whole premise of this proposal does sound very ominous. Economic plans titled The Great Something have not exactly had the best track record. The fact that this plan is leveraging a disaster alongside the fact that it is pushing some pretty spicy policies means that major conspiracy theories have surfaced, ranging from this plan will make us all poorer, all the way up to this plan will make us all slaves to the lizard people. Now, in fairness, the marketing around this Great Reset has not helped its case at all. If someone was to try and research what this plan actually was, they would be presented with two extremely bizarre ads that explain absolutely nothing, and a 2-hour panel which is extremely boring even to a major economics nerd like myself. and also kind of equally as unhelpful. We know this because, well, we had to research this plan to make this video, so it sounds like some economics need to be explained. And to properly do this, we're going to need to look at a few key questions. What is the Great Reset actually proposing to do? Do these ideas have any merit? Who are the players involved in pushing this agenda? And is this actually a nefarious scheme or just the victim of terrible marketing? This episode of Economics Explained was made possible by our fans on Patreon. If you would like to gain early access to these videos before they're uploaded to YouTube, as well as participate in exclusive Q&A sessions, which are now held every Saturday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, please consider supporting our channel at patreon.com/economicsexplained.
All right.
With Fundrise, the same kind of real estate investments that...
All right, so let's get back. So you saw for yourself what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? That was a video that was put up there, you know, just to give you a little glimpse of what's going on. You feel me? A little glimpse of how people are being, you know, distracted and misled. You feel me? If you're feeling what's going on, put something in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear what y'all talking about. Big shout out to Toletta. Exactly. Interesting. You feel me? It's all about making sure you awoke. And you know what's going on out here because people are asleep, right? And I'm going to show you what's the next move that they make it while we all sleep, right? And y'all don't even know about this yet. So let me show y'all real quick. We're going to stop that one. We're going to share this. And I'm going to show y'all where the next move is, right? Why you need to really be paying attention because, like your boy Cat Williams said, they plan on leaving our ass right here. Let's watch this. This is an article from Architectural Digest, right? Let me show y'all what's going on. So this is Architectural Digest. And what do you see here? You see it look like a wheel, right? Look like a wheel in space. Now, if I told you that this was supposed to be the world's first space hotel, let me just zoom back in. This is a prototype you're looking at of the world's first space hotel that's supposed to open for business in 2027. But what if I told you that the design of that you're looking at was made in the 50s by Van Buren, the same guy who designed the Saturn V rocket that took us to the moon. You feel me? The space hotel. So you see what's been going on with SpaceX. My boy Elon Musk, you got Sir Richard Branson. He's got Virgin Galactic. And they're battling right now. There's a few other players, Bigelow Aerospace, and a few other private contractors that are all bitten. And you know, while they think you all talking about Mars and the moon, they already got the space hotel. That's an inflatable, right? It's an inflatable capsule that attaches like Lego blocks, right? Bigelow Airspace designed that maybe at least the prototype of this design. I don't know exactly who designed it, but let's take a look and see what's going on. And let's show y'all what's really, really hood. In the hood, because while we stuck here, once they control all the food, once nobody got a job, right? You see what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Matt Sims, right? Where you think they going? Once all the air is polluted, you got your boy Gates, somebody gonna block out the sun for 3 days. Don't believe me? I'll show you that in a minute. But right now, let's stay on the space hotel, right? So we can see how nice it look and what's going on with it. Let's see. All right, so. This is Architectural Digest for anybody who wants to look it up, right? You see the AD logo. That's architecturaldigest.com. And this is a story that was published on March 5th, today. Breaking news, right? The team working on the Voyager station hopes to partner with SpaceX in its aim to send passengers to the first ever space hotel, right? So you see it here. You see the ships all docked here, and then you get out your little capsule, and you go into your room, and you're chilling. Then you got your common areas. You probably got something here. Nice little nightclub situation or something going on. What's flying around over there? I don't know. We're going to keep scrolling, right? So it says, those of us making grand post-pandemic travel plans might want to consider the final frontier as a destination. That's because Orbital Assembly Corporation, a new construction company run by former pilot John Blinkow, is planning to open a luxury space hotel by 2027, the Voyager Station, it as it's being called, would accommodate 280 guests and 112 crew members while aiming to be the first commercial space hotel upon completion. Right. So now you get another little glimpse of what's going on here. So you can see this, like I said, there's inflatable pods and they all connect. And then you have, you know, this ring structure that's going around. So say it can hold 280 guests and 112 crew members. You feel what I'm saying? Now, that's interesting. 280 people is not a lot, is it? I'm going to leave that at that. You feel what I'm saying? The space hotel, who do you think gonna be living up there? When you can't even breathe down here, when you ain't got no water to drink, when that Bill Gates owned all the food and then blocked out the sun. Now, like Mobb Deep said, yo, it's a war going on outside. No man is safe from. You could run, but you can't hide forever. You feel me? So let me just show y'all what's going on. Okay, you got China creating a sun. Like, what? They're creating a sun. Let's roll that beautiful beam footage. What is this from? Okay, I'm going to show y'all better than I could tell you. That's one thing you're never going to be able to say about me is I ain't got the receipts.
Writing's not that easy.
Right? We're going to get to this. All right, now hold up. Like I said, I'm going to show y'all all the receipts, yo. All the receipts. I'm about to show y'all that China is creating their own sun. Why would they want to create their own sun? Well, if you got Bill Gates talking about he's going to block the sun, and then they talking about they creating their own sun, what you going to do when it ain't no sun? Let's see what's going on. It's crazy, yo. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm just making stuff up.
Pollution is among the biggest challenges that China faces. And to counter that, it has commissioned its super powerful nuclear fusion reactor research facility called HL2M Tokamak. Given that it operates at a temperature 10 times more than the sun, it has been dubbed China's artificial sun. The artificial sun is China's new generation and most advanced nuclear fusion reactor that was powered for the first time on Friday. China is one of the world's largest economies and is heavily reliant on industries, making it the world's largest contributor to carbon dioxide emissions. In 2018, the country produced 0.06 billion metric tons of the greenhouse gas, according to a Global Carbon Project data released in October this year. To significantly decrease its carbon emissions, the country is relying on this nuclear reactor to produce limitless clean energy. The Tokamak operates at 150 million degrees Celsius and uses the nuclear fusion process just as in the sun, and this method is considered the holy grail of energy. HL2M is China's largest artificial sun with the best parameter, Zhu Min, director of the institute, told Xinhua news agency. The sun produces energy using hydrogen and deuterium gases as fuels through the fusion process. In nuclear fusion, atomic nuclei are merged or fused to create massive amounts of energy.
All right, that's all y'all needed at. So just so y'all can see, I ain't making stuff up. You feel me? They coming up with their own sun, people. They got enough money to make their own sun. Right? Now, like I did not just tell you that they also making the moon. Like to hear about it? Here it go. But let's time out for a minute, y'all. You know what I mean? Like I said, drop something in the comments, y'all. I need some feedback on this tonight because, y'all, you know, we typically laugh, we joke, we play around. You know what I'm saying? We promote that Boss Talk. Make sure you go check out the Boss Talk Nation. You know what I mean? Merch on the way. But, you know, it's time to get serious, y'all. It's stuff that's really going on out here that y'all need to focus on. You know what I mean? Y'all need to understand who bringing y'all the truth and who's selling you a dream. You feel me? These people, this is real. These are real stories. I did not just make these up. These are news organizations. Everything I showed you was from a mainstream media and whatever international media, but it's a corporate, you know, official tissue media corporation. And y'all got to wake up and see what's going on, yo. Y'all got to wake up and see what's going on. It's not just about joking. It's not just about, you know what I mean, what's going on the news. You get the same three stories all day. Now that people are home more, you're starting to notice it. Like, wait a minute, they done showed the same footage 12 times. You know what I mean? Our last president left office almost 2 months ago. Now all they talk about is the same person all day long. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's crazy. You feel me? You have to pay attention. You have to make sure that your eyeballs is focused. Now let's get to this new moon. Share this, yo. Share this with your peoples. You're not going to believe that somebody told you that China making their own sun. I just showed you the facts on that, right? This about to be the FedEx, right? Straight FedEx, okay? Because I'm giving you the receipts. Now, let's show you that they making their own moon. You don't believe me? Let's get to it.
Tourist guys by 2020. And as crazy as that's at.
Now, this video is from November 2018, but they are planning to do this by the end of this year.
China has announced plans to launch an artificial moon in tourist skies by 2020. And as crazy as that sounds, it's not actually the first time something like this has been attempted. But first, China's new plan. As reported in China Daily, China plans to launch an illumination satellite into orbit above the city of Chengdu. Well, actually four illumination satellites. The first as proof of concept in 2020, and the next three as the real deal in 2022. There aren't a ton of details about the satellites themselves yet, like how big they are or what they'll be made out of, but we do know they'll be covered with a reflective coating similar to the moon's, whatever that's supposed to mean. At the proposed distance of 500 kilometers, a single satellite is expected to illuminate an area between 10 and 80 kilometers, with light around 8 times brighter than the moon's. If all goes to plan, the scientists hope the moon's will replace streetlights in urban areas.
Wait a minute. She just said that the moon, their Chinese moon, gonna be 8 times brighter than the moon? I'm gonna just say that again. That China's artificial moon. We showed you they're making a fake nuclear fission sun. Now they're telling you that they're making their own moon. Now this is from 2018, which shows you this stuff has been in the plans. This has been in the plan. The whole time this has been in the plan. You feel me? Now they're making their own moon. That's going to be 5 times brighter than the moon that we got, the real moon. So as far as they're telling us. But this is just what I wanted to show y'all, you know, just a little something tonight to kind of get y'all focused on what's really going on, man. Y'all need to share this, man, when you share this replay, because we just getting started, man. We're going to keep it real on this channel. We're going to bring y'all good information. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to keep it, you know what I'm saying, to the culture. We're going to, you know what I mean, chop it up with bosses. But we're going to make sure we educate you, the viewer, and make sure you getting something that you can't get anywhere else, because it's not just me talking and just, you know, spurling out conspiracies. I'm giving you receipts. Everything I just said was all facts, and I showed you the facts. The question is, what are you going to do about it? If you think that they're only looking at these other countries, but India is a way bigger country than us, and their people ain't having it. You see what I'm saying? You see the social unrest that's coming. You see the things going on with the Black Lives Matter movement. Right. And just, the, you know what I'm saying? It's things I could show you. We ain't going to show it all tonight. We do. That's a whole nother episode. But I just wanted to, you know, give y'all a little sample of where we going with this thing, because Boss Talk is way deeper than just, you know, some business and, you know, get your marketing done. Y'all ain't paying attention to that. But what happens when you ain't got no food? What happens when you got people who are deciding whether you get money to be able to pay your bills, you know what I'm saying, after you lost your job from no fault of your own? You got people like Mitch McConnell up there talking about, oh, we want to give people more money to not work, when they the reason why people couldn't go to work. I'm going to just leave that right there. Y'all got to get focused, man. Y'all better start waking up and understanding what's really going on and doing the knowledge to what's going on, man. It's way deeper than you think. These platforms, they got you on Clubhouse all day. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody's doing this. Yo, buy my books. Buy my... You better save that money. Big shout out to my man Meek on that Championships album. You know what I mean? Save that money, boy. You better stop splurging. You feel me? It's all about priorities. Do you have a generator to make sure your home? I'm looking at upgrading what I got. So it's not like I'm perfect and I'm on the mountaintop, you know what I mean, giving y'all a sermon. I'm trying to tell y'all, let's all get right. Let's figure it out. Right? Let's share information that we know. Stop trying to think you know everything or you're going to keep everything to yourself. It ain't going to work like that. You're going to need other people. You're going to need a location to go. You're going to have to get out of these cities, yo. You're going to have to get out of these cities. So before I get out of here, I just wanted to, you know what I mean, let y'all know I appreciate every single person, whether it's 2 people watching or 20 people watching or 20,000 people watching, because as when we keep advertising and promoting, trust me, it's going to be 1 million people watching. But this tonight was just to give y'all a glimpse of where we're going for March. And I think you're going to like it. We got some big episodes coming. We got my man DJ EFN from the Drink Champs coming. We got some bosses, you know what I'm saying, that's coming from all around the country, you know what I mean? Different people that you might have seen, people that you see on your TV screen, you know what I mean? People that has been in films, you know, some more legends always going to come through. But we're going to start bringing some of them other people through too who are going to wake y'all the hell up. Because if for nothing else, notice, like I said, man, we're not selling you nothing. You know what I'm saying? You like these hats, you want to get one, you holler at me, but you can't buy one. You got to be a member of Boss Talk. Big shout out to all my co-founders. Big shout out to my people, my support systems. You know what I mean? My team. They ain't even got one of these yet, but it's on the way. I had to wait for mine. You feel what I'm saying? This hoodie right here, we had to wait, man. They sent my joint to Miami. Then they sent it up to upstate New York somewhere. You know what I mean? Before I could get my hands on it. So y'all going to get one, but you can't buy this. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy this. You got to be part of it. And that's the difference, man. The people who the bosses, they ain't really selling you much. If you want to buy some of the stuff they sell, then great. But they not worried about selling. And if you trying to boss up, if you trying to get your business right, if you trying to do the things you need to do to take your game to the next level, you see the number on the bottom of the screen. If you're trying to get your consciousness up, right? Bossing up starts up here. It's a mentality. It's a mentality. I tripled my worth when I changed my mentality after I blew a bunch of bread because it was handed to me. And that's all FedEx. And then I came back, had to do the knowledge, and end up tripling up. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is, it's a mindset. It's what you pay attention to. We don't have time no more to pay attention. And there's nothing wrong with some entertainment, some laughs. You want to stream a few movies, but don't let that be what it's supposed to be. Entertainment. You know what I mean? The weekend come. We got the new Coming to America coming out. Am I really focused on that? Or am I focused on, if this power go out, can I make sure I keep my freezer cold? Can I make sure I keep some heat on? Do I have a way to cook my food, right? Do I have flashlights? Do I have water, right? All of that, man. It's about survival. And it's going to get real grimy real quick because you're going to have too many people that's overcrowded in these cities that keep telling you, I ain't moving down south. I ain't trying to be in the country. When people in the country, they know how to feed themselves. They got all the weapons they need to defend themselves. And if you get some land, you can put some solar panels on it, and now you got your own energy source. That's independence. That's the freedom. We keep asking everybody else to give us something that we can create for ourselves. There's no invisible boogeyman stopping you from buying some land and getting some solar panels and stop spending money on one thing and spending it on another thing. And then you more prepared and then spreading that information, recording videos where you're showing people information. If you want to learn anything about farming or anything about growing your own food, go to Lead Farmer 73. That's Lead Farmer, L-E-A-D, Farmer 73. I'll tag him on Instagram or something, but if he don't never see this, you feel me? Just know that I know who the real OGs is that's really giving out this information. Do you know how to start a fire? I got a fireplace in my living room right now. I know it's cleaned out. I had the chimney guy clean it out, but I haven't even used it yet. You feel me? Let's just be funky. I'm not perfect. And I'm not going to come on here and claim to be perfect. I'm not going to put on a three-piece suit. When I go in a boardroom, I have on a suit. When I'm in the Boss Talk Lounge, I'm chilling. I don't have to be fresh to death. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to leave that where that's at, but y'all can figure out why. You feel what I'm saying? I don't have to do that. What are you going to do? What are we going to do to prepare for what's coming next? That's all I got for y'all tonight, man. 844-700-BOSS. 844-700-2677. Subscribe to this channel if you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook. Like the page, share the page, follow the page, right? If you're watching this on a replay somewhere, anywhere in the world, if you're watching this on Roku, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe to the app. Everywhere, yo. We not stopping. We just getting started. When we bring the real, when I bring the scholars through, y'all better bring some popcorn. We might have to put that on Patreon or something, man. I don't know. But I'm trying to give it to the people, man. I'm not trying to sell y'all nothing to hustle y'all. I'm trying to give y'all information you can use. You feel me? And that's been a good night. I want to wish y'all a do. Big shout out to my promotional partners out there. Over there at the Hype Magazine. We're going to play that like we do every week. We got some more stuff, more promos coming up too. Big shout out to my man Mo McCoy. He got his films coming out. And all my filmmakers and creators, holla at me. Big shout out to my man Kenny, KJ Media. You know what I'm saying? He got dope visuals. You know, we got the official Boss Talk, you know, visual. That's done. We're going to premiere that starting next week. You know, I showed a little clip the other couple weeks ago, but we're going to show the whole thing because that's going to be the intro to a whole new experience, y'all. These old school courses and go to my website and all that, that's done. We're going to get you, be right where you at, right in your timeline, giving you the game. It's up to you to take it. We got a whole library of knowledge. Is are you going to pay attention and prioritize it? Let me get out of here, y'all. Peace. Make sure y'all have a safe weekend. Enjoy the All-Star. Everybody who's in Atlanta, big shout out to all my peoples down there in Atlanta, Manny Mad Dog, you know what I'm saying? Just Jay and the whole fam is down there. Everybody who's anybody, but I'm staying at the crib because you know why? I might need that generator. Might need that food next week. It ain't over, y'all. It's just getting started. Next week, we're going to talk about, matter of fact, tune in on Monday. I'm going to have a special video for y'all on Monday. You might just need a passport to travel from state to state now. Good night.
As an artist, we should reflect the time.
Why you so talented?
Because I'm black.
Why you so amazing?
Because I'm black.
Really important that we build characters so that people understand their story matters.
2 Chainz and I both are just really into good food.
And when you know you are royalty, you will only aim in life to be royalty.
We're doing it right now.
I don't give a damn what they say about me. Yes, I called your ass out. I know I shouldn't be saying this kind of
shout out to Hype Magazine Network.
Shout out to the Hype Magazine Network.